Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Chuck Bode, the chairman of Starnet and also the CEO of CB Flooring. Chuck, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, I talked to you on March the 18th, which was just the beginning of this thing. And now most people are saying that we've probably gone down to the bottom and are on the way back out. Let's catch up and let's start with your role as chairman. What are you hearing from the membership about what their status is and, you know, whether or not they're working or not?
Well, you know, the commercial flooring industry has actually been fairly lucky during this pandemic. A large percentage of the StarNet dealers have been able to continue to install the work that they had already sold after the government had declared construction to be essential. Unlike the airline, hotel, and restaurant businesses where demand had ceased immediately, most of our members have continued to function at least at some level. In many respects, our industry is in a better shape than most.
We've done several interviews, and I've talked to a few specific StarNet members, and I guess it just really depends on where you are. Take, for instance, you know, Dave Meeberg's up in the hotbed of it all. You know, he's had to really stay on top of things, but even he's had some crews out. I also talked to some folks on the West Coast, and if the governor said you had to dial back, some people had to dial back, but most everybody is ramping back up now, aren't they?
I continue to be stunned about why the sheer fact of where your business is located has such an important impact on the severity of how this virus has impacted your business. So in many instances, I wouldn't necessarily call it gearing back up because, like you said, in certain markets such as New York City, Michigan, parts of California, there really has no been gearing back up because the business has been suppressed. Although I think that that might come soon, depending on which way the health stats go. Most dealers nationwide have continued to function, albeit via teleworking for most of their office staff.
Right.
So I think there's the beginning of some seeds here of progress, but it's going to be a slow process.
What practices are they putting in place to be able to service the customer and keep their employees safe?
Obviously, PPE use on a job site is mandatory for most of the major metropolitan construction sites. And I would say 90% of most StarNet dealers have their office staff teleworking at the moment. So I think many of the members are thinking about what it is that a safe return looks like to the office. So I think that's what a lot of people are concentrating on today.
So let's talk about CB Flooring. Based up there, out right outside of Washington, how's it affected your business?
Our main corporate office has about 6 people in the front office out of 90 total employees up there at headquarters that actually come into the office. The rest are all teleworking. Our entire warehouse staff reports daily, and these type people are our frontline heroes. We don't really allow visitors to the corporate offices, and we don't allow anyone into the warehouse, either internally or externally. It's an interesting time at the moment. Our Pennsylvania division was shut down as non-essential up until May 1st when Governor Wolf reopened the state for business. That was obviously a difficult period because it's not easy running a business when you're generating no revenue. In Maryland, we're waiting for Governor Hogan to end his shelter at home order so we can very slowly return to normal at the office. So far, we have a substantial 4-page game plan for trying to get back to normal when that order is finally lifted.
Are you taking people's temperatures? Let's say the warehouse people, yeah, they're working together as a close little team, but they also are going home and could be exposed to something over the weekend. Are you doing anything in that along those lines?
We're not taking temperatures. We did buy 10 non-contact thermometers and have been thinking about it. On our game plan at this point, we are going to have a weekly questionnaire where the employee has to check certain boxes about their status of their health on a routine basis as we return to the office. But we haven't actually started taking temperatures.
I know you're about 90% or better commercial, but you have some retail. I guess you've had to shut all that off for a while, haven't you?
We have had to close the retail stores. You know, it's funny. It still seems like there's some demand for that as people are staying at home. I guess they're focused on renovations and things of that nature, and it's interesting. because I paid a visit to Home Depot the other day and they happened to be open. But most independent flooring retailers are closed like we are. And I think once the shelter at home order gets lifted in Maryland, we'll reopen that store and then we'll have to put in place things to keep both our employees and the customers safe in any business transactions. But certainly that end of the flooring industry has been much more affected than the commercial side of life.
If you had to take a look at your April results, just roughly, how far down you think you are in April?
Well, obviously on the retail side, it's devastating.
Yeah.
If you're not open, you know, it's tough to even put a statistic or percentage on that. But commercially, we're still selling out there, and I think we're going to be okay in that regard. I think that as this thing progresses, written sales may become more of a challenge simply because there's less interaction between the sales staff and their customers, and so much business is being conducted virtually these days. So that is clearly a concern going forward. But so far, our sales commercially have hung in there with our 2020 projections.
Well, that's
so
fantastic.
We're very pleased about that.
And you were telling me the last time we talked that your first quarter was above the previous year, so it's good results.
I think that's going to be the story for most commercial flooring contractors. January, February, and about late March, I guess it was around the 16th or 17th when these orders came into place. By then, most businesses had already performed whatever they were going to do in the first quarter. And I think probably many floor covering dealers had a fantastic first quarter.
Yeah.
The rest of the year, probably be a lot tougher.
That was my next question, what the recovery was going to look like.
I think this recovery is going to be long and tedious, to be perfectly honest. The virus has created an uncertainty that is clearly scaring people. I think that any thought that there's going to be a V-like recovery is a pipe dream. I think the economic damage done so far is far too significant. Science has not yet figured out the answer to this virus, and I think people in their heart know that. I think that's going to be a problem on the recovery side, and I think it's going to be a much longer process than most people would like to see.
Isn't it interesting that the stock market is doing so well in light of what you're just telling me?
It is stunning to see the rise in the stock market.
Yeah.
Now, they always say the stock market is a predictor of a longer frame future, but still, from my standpoint, not justified.
What do you think the biggest hurdles that commercial contractors are going to have to face here in the next 6 months or so?
I see two major issues ahead, Kemp. The first is truly creating a safe construction environment for our job site, one that makes it safe for our installers to work. If we don't get that accomplished, I think construction will come to a rapid halt. I think it's incumbent for our members to work closely with the general contracting community to make this a reality, because there's nothing more important than making certain that when you send people that work for your company into an environment that they be able to feel like they're safe for themselves and their families. The second issue that concerns me is maintaining this backlog of work that will carry our members through 2021. Don't forget, it wasn't but 8 to 10 weeks ago we all felt that this was going to be a phenomenal year,
yeah,
2020, and we all had large, untouched volumes of work that needed to be installed. Now, because there's so much distress out there with the people who ultimately buy our products, including many state governments, you have to wonder how this market cannot contract over time. So definitely a lot of concern out there about the balance of this year and how that's going to affect written sales. And that will, of course, impact the backlog of business that we all go into 2021 with.
So it sounds like your summary on all this is that business is going to be okay for a little while, and that 2021 might be the concern for commercial contractors.
I definitely feel that's the case. I don't think 2020 is the year of ultimate concern for our industry, but I definitely think that next year is going to be a challenge. Hopefully I'm wrong, but that's the way I see this unfolding.
All right, Chuck. Well, I appreciate you giving us an update. Again, been talking to Chuck Bode, the chairman of the board of Starnet and also the CEO of CB Flooring. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.